And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen right here on 1320 WILS. According to a new report, Michigan State University is one of only four higher education institutions in the nation to rank in the top 10 for study abroad participation and international student enrollment. To talk about the distinction, I'm joined by Brett Berquist. He's the executive director of MSU's Office of Study Abroad. Welcome to the program, Brett.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Now, off the bat, only four higher education institutions in the top 10 for study abroad participation. What other organizations other than universities feature these kinds of programs?
Well, the rankings that you're seeing are primarily focusing on universities. There are actually about 270,000 American students who study abroad each year, and over 1,000 universities have reported into this national reporting system. We've led the country among public universities. This is the seventh year in a row that we've been number one for public universities. Mm-hmm. The top 10 among four that you were mentioning, that's saying that when we look at study abroad students plus the number of international students here in East Lansing, we are one of four institutions to be in the top 10 in both categories, both students going overseas and students coming here.
Understood. Now, what kind of numbers does MSU have when it comes to the study abroad program, and how many students are involved every year?
We send about 2,600 students overseas.
2,600 every year are overseas. That's quite an incredible number. Why is MSU distinguished in that way? Is it something about the way our program is structured?
Well, Michigan State's been very engaged globally quite a long time. Dating back to the 1950s, we had the first dean of international education of any university in the country. So it's a big part of the history and culture of the university, and it's been an important part of the strategy of MSU since about 1995.
And what are the countries that MSU students typically go to in the study abroad program?
Well, they go all over the world. We run about 275 programs in over 60 countries on all seven continents. Over winter break this year, we have a program going to Antarctica. We have programs that go to the Arctic Circle, pretty much everywhere. Among the popular destinations, we have a lot of programs going to the UK, quite a few to Africa, and a lot of growth lately in Asia and Latin America.
The Antarctica one sounds very interesting. They'd spend a semester, I assume, in some kind of a research base of some kind?
This is actually a winter break program, so it's during the time between the fall and the spring semesters over the holiday break. So they go down to Argentina and spend a little bit of time in Ushuaia, the southernmost town there, and then they're on a research vessel on a ship that goes down to Antarctica, and they sleep on the ship, actually. So it's not a full semester.
And typically, do students go alone or do they go in a group to one particular university in a country?
Well, there's all sorts of different ways of doing it. A lot of our students actually go on programs that are taught by our faculty here from MSU in a group with an MSU faculty member. That's the case for the Antarctica program, for example.
How long are they typically abroad then, and what kind of things do they usually study when they're overseas?
Well, we have all kinds of programs. So, as I said, we have a program over the winter break. We have a few programs over spring break. We have a lot of summer programs, which can range in length from 2 to 12 weeks. And then we have semester programs as well as academic year programs. So there's quite a bit of variety in terms of how long they can study. And in terms of the subjects, almost all of our majors here at Michigan State have study abroad programs. Some of our colleges send really high numbers of students. Some of our residential colleges send upwards of 80% of their students overseas during their studies. It varies a lot by the discipline, but it's pretty hard to find an academic area at MSU that doesn't offer an international study opportunity.
Are they studying things that are somehow related to the country they're visiting, or not necessarily so?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times they're continuing on the degree path of their regular subjects here, but even in those subjects, lots of times they'll be taught with a different perspective, different examples. And then a lot of students will also combine that with more of a humanities-based history of the region or local culture. Some of the students also combine that with language study.
I'm talking to Brett Berquist, Executive Director of MSU's Office of Study Abroad. What about the language barrier? How are students able to adapt to a foreign language when they're in a country for several months or a year?
Yeah, so it depends on the kind of program they're going to. We have quite a few foreign language majors or minors who have prepared quite a bit before they go overseas. And then when they're there for a semester or for a year, they're taking intensive language classes at the same time as they're taking content courses in their discipline. We also have quite a few programs that are traveling to countries where English is not the native language, but that the instruction takes place in English for the foreign students. So they might find themselves in Asia or in parts of Europe where English is not the first language, but they're taking classes taught in English while they're also working on their foreign language skills.
So are the vast majority of students involved in the study abroad program going in groups then, or is it kind of half and half between those that are going in a group and those that are essentially going alone?
Yeah, there's a pretty big mix. So we do have students going individually to different university partners for a semester or for a year. We probably have more students, though, going on the programs that are taught directly by our faculty here from MSU. Those tend to be a little bit shorter, and those are in taking students in groups.
Does studying abroad cost more for a student than taking classes on campus?
And again, that depends a lot on the range and the cost of the country where they're going. We have programs which are less expensive than being here in East Lansing, and we have programs which are quite a bit more expensive. So that varies quite a bit depending on the program, the location, the exchange rate, and the economy of where they're traveling.
I see. But in terms of the class setup and their housing, all that is kind of arranged within the program.
Yeah, that's correct. And students are able to take all of their financial aid with them. And we also offer quite a few additional scholarships for study abroad students.
I wonder, students that go alone to a foreign country, that seems like it could be incredibly intimidating. How do they usually go about developing a social life in these countries?
Well, when they're traveling with a group and with a faculty that they know, sometimes they're going over there already with some friends, then the programs will offer structured times for them to interact with local students, and then it kind of takes off from there. When they're going individually, it's a lot like the same process of the international students coming here. They arrive, housing is arranged, they take part in an orientation program, and usually during those orientation steps, they begin to make local friends that then serve in building their social life for the duration of their stay.
It seems that leaving campus means disconnecting from friends and maybe even losing touch. Is that a factor that students consider when they think about being gone for, let's say, a year?
You know, I think it probably was myself when I first studied abroad back in the 80s, you know, when we had carrier pigeons and not even a fax machine, you certainly lost touch with your friends. In today's world of Twitter and Facebook and text messages and so on, I'd say they're more connected than ever before. So that's much less of a concern for students of today's generation.
And where did you go to study abroad?
Oh, I studied in France in the 80s.
I see. That was for a year or so? Or?
Yeah, I did a year back then, and then I lived there for several years after that.
And now, is that common that students, after they study abroad, that they then return to the countries, or is this typically just a single excursion and then they return to their normal college experience?
Oh, there's all kinds of examples. A lot of students, if they have a wonderful time, they find ways to go back on holiday, or sometimes they go back and do some graduate studies. Sometimes they come home with a representative sample of the local population and a love interest. So there's all sorts of stories of how people go about it. But most students would say that they develop a certain connection with that country, and they like to try to return later during their life, whether it's for business or pleasure.
And can students take multiple study abroad excursions, or is it just one time?
No, they can go as many times as they want. One of our distinctive programs is a pre-freshman program, where students who have finished high school and have been admitted to MSU, before they start classes in August, September, they come to our campus in July, sleep here for two nights, and then go overseas on a 2.5-week program. Students who participate in those programs, 70% of them go on and do one or more additional study abroad programs during the course of their studies. So a lot of our students do go more than once.
And finally, what's the biggest benefit to a student who decides to study abroad? What would you say they really gain when they come back to East Lansing?
Yeah, I think overall it's the change in perspective. It's being able to look at things from a different set of eyes. That beyond just learning about that one individual culture, it's about a skill set which people can apply in so many different ways in their lives, in relating to problems differently, analyzing things differently. And it serves them well in their personal lives as well as their professional lives.
Is the program then becoming more and more popular as time goes on, or did it peak at some point?
Our numbers were slightly higher in 2007, 2008, and then with the economic downturn, they have gone down a little bit. But today's generation is really looking for this kind of experience, and almost one in three of our MSU undergraduate students do have a study abroad experience before they graduate. So that demand is there, and it's very much a part of what our students are looking for.
Brett Berquist, Executive Director of MSU's Office of Study Abroad. Thank you very much for joining me, Brett.
Thank you.
And I'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.